With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Much of the U.S. braces for extreme weather from heat waves to snowfall.
Get ready for wild weather across the country next week. According to the National Weather Service, there could be snow in the Rockies, flash flooding in the plains, and definitely a heat wave, says meteorologist William Churchill.
We are explicitly forecasting a high of 100 degrees in Pittsburgh, for example. But most places, particularly once you get into the Mid-Atlantic and into the New England, highs will be capped closer to the mid to upper 90s, which is nothing to sneeze at, even, you know, in the middle of summer, let alone this early in the summer.
He says the heat indices will make it feel even hotter, and that ridge of high pressure is what will bring the snow to Montana and the heavy rain with the possibility of flooding from the northern plains to the upper Midwest and then Texas and Louisiana later in the week. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, California authorities have evacuated over 1,000 people as a wildfire in L.A. County spreads over thousands of acres near a major highway and threatens nearby structures. There's been a rash of lawsuits and warnings against signing up for those pricey stem cell treatments.
Attorneys general across the United States are trying to protect Americans from unproven and expensive stem cell treatments that salespeople claim can cure almost anything. Stem cells fascinate researchers because of their ability to reproduce and transform into other cell types. But the FDA has approved just a handful of therapies. But there are businesses hawking unapproved, unproven, and costly stem cell therapies for many ailments. In some cases, they've caused blindness, bacterial infections, and tumors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
German police in Hamburg shoot a man who's threatening them with an axe and a firebomb. This is SRN News. A liberal judge who previously represented Planned Parenthood in an abortion case has entered the race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Majority control of the battleground state's highest court is at stake. Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford launched her campaign this week, succeed retired liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Crawford joins conservative Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Schimmel as the only announced candidates. Schimmel, a former Republican state attorney general who opposes abortion. The election is this coming spring with the court's liberal 4-3 majority on the line. A Tennessee judge has ordered a conservative media organization to appear in court over publishing details from alleged leaked documents about a 2023 shooting at a Nashville Christian school. Star News Digital Media is accused of violating a court order. A transgender shooter murdered 3 children and 3 adults at the school. This is SRN News. A criminal investigation is underway at UCLA.
It follows Wednesday night's siege of the Student Services Building. Dozens of pro-Hamas protesters barricaded themselves inside the building, damaging furniture and appliances and vandalizing the windows, walls, and walkways. The president of the university, as well as other administrative staff, had to shelter in place for several hours during the violent takeover. According to the university president, 3 employees and 1 student were assaulted by the pro-Hamas protesters. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Today is Sunday, June the 16th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actress Eileen Atkins. One of the grand dames of the British Empire is 90 years old today. Author Joyce Carol Oates turns 86. There are 73 candles on the cake for Boxing Hall of Famer Roberto Duran, and golfer Phil Mickelson is 54. This is SRN News.